Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Outsmarting Infertility Podcast. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is often treated with lifestyle, dietary changes, and this is often the first line treatment that many organizations now have advocated for if someone with PCOS is struggling to conceive, especially because in the first 6 months of the lifestyle medicine and nutritional changes, exercise regimens that are appropriately tailored to PCOS seem to have such a significant impact in improving the hormonal imbalances seen with PCOS, as well as improving ovulation rates and potentially clinical pregnancy rates. So this is usually the first line treatment. However, when we progress through those treatment steps, and what can sometimes be prescribed for patients is a medication called letrozole. And letrozole is what's known as an aromatase inhibitor. So it works by reducing the production of estrogen in the body, and this forces the brain to increase the production of another hormone called FSH. Now, FSH is very important here because FSH is what stimulates the growth of the follicles in the dominant follicle pool. So it gets that ovary working to try and get a nice healthy follicle up to a nice size so it can properly ovulate, which is usually the issue with PCOS, is that the follicles don't get big enough and they remain immature, too small, and then ovulation can't occur. So this increase in FSH is very important. That's how the medication is designed to help improving follicular size. So with PCOS, to overcome this issue, because some patients go for these treatment cycles and they use letrozole either on a natural cycle or they'll do a medicated IUI using letrozole, and they won't get the follicle size to get to the correct size. It's still too small, it's not getting big enough. And then the other issue that can occur for some patients when they're using this medication is that the uterine lining is too thin. And this is sometimes a side effect of the medication, because the aromatase inhibitor, as it reduces estrogen, can also thin the uterine lining. And for transfer cycles like IVF or IUI, even for natural cycles, it's usually recommended to have a uterine lining thickness of at least 7 millimeters to see optimal implantation rates. So this becomes a challenge for patients that are trying to conceive with PCOS, because after a few cycles, sometimes patients develop this resistance to letrozole. And so the follicle isn't getting big enough, or the lining is too thin. And there was a very wonderful new clinical trial published that looked exclusively at this scenario. And they looked at specific acupuncture protocols for PCOS, and they checked if they combined the use of fertility acupuncture plus letrozole, did that provide an advantage over the patients that use just letrozole? And what they found was that with the appropriate acupuncture treatment combined with letrozole, those patients actually saw three very important changes in their chances of getting pregnant. So number one, the follicles were bigger. So on average, the dominant follicle was about 6 millimeters larger for patients that did the fertility acupuncture plus took medication like letrozole, compared to patients that just took the medication. So this is a very important change, because the increase in follicle size is absolutely crucial. A lot of fertility clinics have a minimum of what size follicle they're looking for before they would trigger ovulation or recommend doing something like an IUI. So getting that follicle size up can be very important for a lot of these patients that are kind of stuck at 12, 13 millimeter sized follicles and not seeing that increase where they're getting above 15, 17, 18 millimeters. So 6 millimeters can be a lot. The second change they saw was the uterine lining thickness also increased with the use of fertility acupuncture. It was more modest, it was about 1.3 millimeters the increase, but that again can be quite significant for patients when they're sitting just below that 7 millimeter mark. So if they're at 6 millimeters, 6.5 millimeters, seeing an average increase by 1.3 millimeters can make a large difference for that group of patients. By getting above the 7 millimeter mark, we know statistically that chances of implantation for a healthy embryo have all of a sudden gone up. The third important change that they saw was actually increased endometrial receptivity. Now, endometrial receptivity is a bit more of a complex parameter, and we have different ways to measure it. The receptivity of the endometrial lining can vary on a lot of different factors. The type of cells that are present in the endometrial lining, blood flow to the uterine lining and to the uterine cavity. So specifically in this trial, we looked at the use of something called PI and RI. PI stands for pulsatility index, and RI stands for resistance index. So these are both measurements that help to understand how much blood flow is arriving and traveling to the reproductive organs. And so with the fertility acupuncture group that combined that with the medication protocol, they saw that blood flow to the uterus had also improved. So we're seeing improved numbers with those both of those markers. So the hypothesis was that endometrial receptivity should therefore increase as well. Now that's a bit more complex, whether implantation rates go up or not, because that was not a direct measurement in this trial. But we do see those early parameters improving, as well as an increase in uterine lining thickness and the size of the follicle. So I love how studies like this help us to understand how alternative medicine isn't just, you know, something that's alternative. It's actually something that can be used in conjunction with conventional medicine, and in cases like this, to help improve treatment success. Because at the end of the day, the body doesn't really care, you know, whether it was acupuncture or the medication. What we're just looking for is that there's a positive pregnancy test at the end of that cycle. So that's what we're trying to do with these integrative treatment options. So something like fertility acupuncture, which has in previous research been shown to increase spontaneous ovulation rates, potentially support implantation, potentially increase pregnancy rates as well. We're seeing with PCOS has a very important and crucial role. So if you're trying to conceive, if you're considering using medication, it's very important to speak to a licensed naturopathic doctor about what kind of a protocol is appropriate for you, whether fertility acupuncture would be indicated for you, and how often and how frequent, and how to use that in timing with your treatment cycle, because sometimes it's done before the treatment cycle and then during as well. So this is just, I think, a very interesting and potentially impactful treatment option to help include for more patients that are trying to conceive, have been struggling to conceive, especially with PCOS, which can be very challenging to manage. I mean, just like looking at these specific points that we've discussed in the video today, you know, seeing the medication to help support ovulation can sometimes thin the uterine lining. Thin uterine linings are already a potential issue that can occur more often with patients with PCOS. So there's a lot of moving pieces when we're dealing with PCOS. And it's very important to look at all of these different parameters and not ignore the whole picture of PCOS, and just by focusing on very, very specific, you know, one or two numbers. We want to look at everything. So the endometrial receptivity, the size of the follicles, obviously, as well as the uterine lining thickness. And then we have other research showing how important things like the uterine microbiome and all these other factors and hormonal levels can have an impact on succeeding and having a successful pregnancy. So if this is something that, you've looked at in the past, it's also important to mention to your fertility doctor and ask, you know, is the fertility acupuncture something that they would recommend or not? And the way I look at it, at the very least, is something that has a very high safety profile, low risk of harm, and may potentially significantly improve chances of success, I think it's worth including in many cases. So with PCOS, you know, fertility acupuncture is not the solution for, why patients aren't getting pregnant. It's not because they're not getting acupuncture, obviously, but acupuncture can, in conjunction with other treatment options like medications, may sometimes help to provide a quicker route or a more efficient route to help achieve that pregnancy. The information covered in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a replacement for medical consultation or medical advice. Please speak with your licensed healthcare provider prior to making any changes to your treatment plan and/or medications. Thank you.